curated by Hillary Summers Dealey and Barbara Sims. Made in the Berkshires is a locally grown festival of new works, including theater, film, dance, poetry, music, short stories, performance, and visual art. What? No animation?
Next year.
There you go. This year's festival takes place Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th at the Colonial Theater, the Unicorn Theater, and the Garage. Hillary Summers Dealey and Barbara Sims join us now along with Kate McGuire. Kate is the artistic director and CEO of the Berkshire Theater Group, who stages Host Made in the Berkshires, and she'll also tell us about a world premiere play that BTG is presenting in October, written and directed by Eric Hill, and featuring David Atkins. Poe tells the story of Edgar Allan Poe, the great American poet and the short story writer, and his mysterious disappearance for 4 days in Baltimore in 1849. Kate will be joining us in just a moment. Maybe that moment has arrived. Look, look, Kate made it. Excellent. And Hillary and Barbara, welcome. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you
for having
excellent.
Us.
Excellent. It's a delight. And Kate, very nice to have you
here. Hello, hello, everyone.
How are you?
It's such a pleasure to be here. Am I here?
Okay. A kiss.
What an end.
Very
a
nice
kiss.
To have you here.
So much.
Well, the actress. She's going to make an entrance. All right. Well, so Hillary and Barbara. Hillary, let us begin with you.
Okay.
Of what ultimately the curating is involved here for Made in the Berkshires?
Well, Barbara and I were reviewing submissions, I think, from early March through the end of May, and we had lots of submissions from local playwrights and all sorts of talented artists. And then all summer long, Barbara and I reviewed them, argued, analyzed, and finally put together these wonderful blocks of performance, ran it by our wonderful Kate, who thought everything sounded good. So that was our process.
So what do you look for, Barbara? Like, what are you trying to find in this work?
Well, we're trying to find, which isn't difficult in the Berkshires, talented artists who perhaps don't get a spotlight thrown on them because they don't have a quote-unquote name or for whatever reason. But the Berkshires are so amazingly full of talented artists from all of these genres. So we look for something new. We look for something perhaps that has not been produced. A playwright is writing a new play, wants to workshop it, sends it in to us. We sort of cull all the plays that we get, short stories, poetry, unique voices that we don't hear, but that resonate with us. And we say, okay, that's it. For instance, this year, Nico Vole, he's 13 years old, jazz musician, unbelievably amazing. Who knew? and he'll be with us Friday night. Opening night. So we look for unique, we look for new, unpublished voices that perhaps are known to small niches throughout the Berkshires, but that audiences would love to take notice of.
So when you get this list, Kate, what are you you're just checking over?
You know, at this point, Barbara and Hillary have been doing this now. This is the fourth year, and I have really a lot of faith in what they're doing. I mean, they've put together several years of remarkable festivals. And when Barbara speaks of this young man, that's what's been the most incredible about the festival, is being able to hand over one of the stages to someone that's not often heard, that lives in our hills. And the whole impetus for the festival originally was, look, Berkshire Theater Group now has all these stages. Hand it back to the community so that we can hear those voices mm-hmm. that we should be hearing and that deserve a larger platform. So I really do have great faith in what they're looking at. They have incredible ear, and because they've been doing it for 4 years, people really, you know, recognize them as sort of the curators of the event.
So let me make a leap here and ask you this question. Do you think and I'm leading the witness. Admittedly, I'm leading the witness.
Okay.
But do you think that because and your work and the work of many others throughout the region, because the arts community is so thriving and abundant, that by osmosis and by the culture that we have cultivated, it allows this type of material and this type of work to be done and these type of young artists to be born?
Oh, I think that the environment of the Berkshires really does, it's key to our kids' education and really does help develop great artists. I mean, the arts are taught in all of the schools in Berkshire County. It's not only, though, that the arts are taught, it is that the natural surroundings are poetic in themselves.
Right.
And so the kids are growing up in this incredibly beautiful environment. The four seasons are all around them, right in front of them. And that's why the great artists have always come to the Berkshires. But here are these young people growing up in the middle of all this. And so, yes, I think that the environment itself continues to promote the arts and poetry.
Absolutely.
Both
yeah.
on the page and in Absolutely. Our natural surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many opportunities. A lot of times mm-hmm. they won't have the opportunities to see this wonderful work. And in this
mm-hmm.
region, you get so many opportunities.
One yeah. of the most gratifying things about this festival, other than it's exciting and fun, is that, for instance, 13-year-old Nico Vole will be on stage with 17-year-old Paul Celebi, who's a pianist from the Berkshire Music School, who will also be in contact with Albert Cummings, who is a blues man from way back in Pittsfield and the area. Young artists, young, you know, semi-amateurs will be networking and meeting seasoned professionals. And this happens with our playwriting. We have an Emmy Award-winning writer, Lee Kalchheim's new play for The Unicorn. And we also have Joel Kolodner, who is a sort of amateur writer with a very unique and wonderful voice, who can network and connect mm-hmm. with these professional people. Opening night is fabulous because backstage people are exchanging emails and note cards, and the young people are asking questions, and the professionals are jazzed to see that the young people are interested. So that's incredibly gratifying.
Yeah, all of our artists, and I think we are wrangling about 125 this year. Everyone comes that many to opening night, and there's just this big exchange of excitement and energy. And
So opening night is October 10th, Friday yes. night at the Colonial. And then on Saturday, you move over to the Unicorn in the afternoon?
Is yes. Right? At 1 o'clock, we have a full-length play called Speed Dating by Lee Kalchheim, as Barbara was just talking about. And then at 3:30, we have the Shorts program in the Unicorn, which will include a lot of different writers that have submitted and a few short plays, and it'll be a fascinating block. We have Maggie Howard from Tieringham and Jane Dennett Smith writing something called Mommy Detox, which is a little bit edgy but fascinating play from Williamstown.
What's Mommy
Detox? Mommy Detox. Young people writing, Dina Nota writing Fun Night, and Joel doing his four
right.
poems. Albert Stern with
Stern.
Newfangled yeah. Jew, which is hilarious, I have to tell you. And that's a great block. Then we go back to the Colonial for our dance extravaganza. And we have four different dance companies: Berkshire Pulse, Berkshire Dance Theater, Ruslan Sprague, and Dawn Lane and the Moving Company. And after that, just in case anyone has any more energy left, which of course we will, mm-hmm. we go to the Garage for this extraordinary trendy urban fashion show, The Diary of a Fashionista Styled by Destiny, which will include hip-hop and rap, dance, fashion, and lots of excitement.
Yeah, Destiny Saunders, Jerome Edgerton, and Jernay Edgerton come to us from Youth Alive in Pittsfield.
Okay,
and
so Destiny is a person.
Yes. Destiny's a
bird. It's not a large mall.
No, I thought it was an ideal. Well, there was an ideal. You know?
Right.
Destiny brought these people together.
Exactly.
Destiny's cracking the whip. Okay.
Yeah. And another instance of the young people taking advantage of working with professionals, we have Joe Wheaton, who is an incredible image and film artist, who is working with them with his projections, color. He's going to throw projections on their fashion show. And we're thrilled to have them all with us.
And then, Jay and the Americans on Sunday night?
And the Americans.
Music in Revival.
Music in Revival. I think it starts at 4:30, and that will be really interesting. Maybe not the youth quake that we had the night before, but on Friday night, but it'll be fascinating. Music in is a place that I loved. I went back. I'll never forget seeing Ike and Tina Turner there in about 1971. And Jay and the Americans, great band with Berkshire roots.
Right.
And that'll be exciting.
And Music In will also have a period of time where they'll be showing, talking about the archives and their history. You know, there's this great plaque over where they used to perform. And I remember sort of stumbling across this plaque. Of course, it was probably the middle of the night and I was stumbling. But on the plaque were these names, the Kinks, the Doors, all of these remarkable people that performed for Music In. And David Rothstein will be curating this afternoon.
And I think the great impresario who ran it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really, really
fun.
Amazing.
So it's a revival reunion to benefit the Music In archives. So that'll be fantastic. And then Sarah Eustace from the Red Lion Inn has a Meet the Artist reception on Sunday from 4 to 6 at the Red Lion Inn and curated by Sarah. So there is a little bit of something for everyone.
And then all of this is Poe, of course.
So. Yeah, let's talk about Poe. This is written and directed by Eric Hill, your husband, in case you didn't know that. And it's a world premiere. It's at the Unicorn Theater, and it's fascinating. I've heard the story. It is really interesting. Somebody wrote a book about this years ago, and I find it really interesting about Poe goes missing for a couple days
for the final 4 days of his life.
Yeah,
actually,
in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, and I have been fascinated with Edgar Allan Poe for a long time. I just remember reading those stories sort of under the covers when I was little, and they lent themselves to such great dramatic readings. And I've been asking Eric for some time to look at Poe. And finally, this year, he gravitated towards Edgar Allan Poe and found out about the last 4 days as much as he could. And so the story is about Poe's last day. And it's set at Gunner's Tavern, which is a tavern no longer there. There is now CVS Health, where Gunner's Tavern used to stand, as I understand it. But it is about the last day of Edgar Allan Poe's life in this tavern. And we hear some of the great poetry and learn a little bit more, all the while acknowledging that it's Halloween time.
Yes, of course. And we don't know, because when he was found alive, barely alive, right?
He was found barely alive. One begins to question how alive, considering all the stories he wrote.
Okay, yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, if this guy was Robert Louis Stevenson, we probably wouldn't put as much mystery into the final days, right? But because he was a spooky guy.
Because he was a spooky guy who was obsessed with death.
Yeah.
It's actually what it was. There were so many people around him that had died, and he just became obsessed with the entombment process. I brought a little bit of The Raven to read, if you'd like.
I would love that. I do want to mention that Kate is going to be in partnership with the bookstore in Lenox. She's going to be reading selected works from Edgar Allan Poe on October 6th at 6 o'clock with our dear friend Matt Tannenbaum store. It's located at 11 Housatonic Street in Lenox. It's free and open to the public, and to give you a little taste.
It is free and open to the public, and it will be the beginning of Made in the Berkshires.
Excellent.
So this is just the last piece. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
Wow. Sounds
so
great.
I know everyone loves reading Poe.
Now,
you can come, Joe, and read that part.
We're getting in the mood. We're getting in the mood.
And Matt has wine at that place now, so that's good.
October is going to be a great month.
Yeah.
Boy, that's terrific. Wow. You're great. When you put all of this together, what I also love is that you're really incorporating so much of the county. I mean, this is you're getting all over the place, aren't you?
We are getting all over the place. We have been for the past 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are all over the place.
It's wonderful. People that have never been to the Colonial come to the Colonial, and then they come back to the Colonial. And people that have never been to the Unicorn come back to the Unicorn. It's fabulous.
And we our artists come from the one end of Berkshire County to the other, from
all
Williamstown,
corners.
All corners and all.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me give the breakdown here. Made in the Berkshires takes place Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th at the Colonial Theater, the Unicorn Theater, and the Garage. For more information, you can go to madeintheberkshires.org, madeintheberkshires.org. Poe will have its world premiere run at the Weber Stage at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, October 4th through the 26th, with previews the 2nd and 3rd. More information, visit berkshiretheatergroup.org. And as I mentioned, Kate will be at the bookstore in Lenox on October 6th for an event. That event is free and open to the public. Again, you find out more, madeintheberkshires.org and berkshiretheatergroup.org. Hillary Summers Dealey, Barbara Sims, Kate McGuire, you're all wonderful. Thank you for the great work that you do for the community and bringing the arts alive, and we appreciate it. And have a wonderful event.
Thank you so much.
Have a good fundraiser.
Yay!
Happy fundraising.
Yes.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.